It was the perfect place to dump a body. The woody terrain and dense bush made it impossible to see further than a few hundred meters along the road in daylight, let alone in pitch darkness. It was out of the way, accessible only by a series of dirt tracks. Popular with cyclists, but at this time of night, nobody was out for a scenic ride. There were no houses nearby. Box Hill was in an area of outstanding natural beauty and therefore protected. The killer stood in the clearing and inhaled. Earth, leaves, moss. An ideal canvas. Fitting, given the nature of the ritual. The body was heavy, but then he was a fully grown man. Even heavier now, the life had drained out of him. The killer positioned the body in the center of the clearing. It required precision. He had to be laid out just right, like the others. Careful, so as not to get it wrong, they spray-painted a white circle around the corpse. Protection and unity. It wasn't quite perfect, not with tufts of grass getting in the way, but it was close enough. Next step? The pièce de résistance. The killer took out a long kitchen knife, the kind used for cutting meat. They had sharpened the blade until it sang. Now it was ready to do its deadly work. Straddling the body, the killer carved a five-pointed star into the victim's naked torso. It was slow, painstaking work. The open cuts glistened in the moonlight. There was a lot of controversy about the inverted pentagram. Popular culture attributed it to devil worship and the occult, but it was never meant to be evil, and it didn't represent Satan. To early civilizations, it had represented the five elements: earth, air, fire, water, and spirit. Since then, other esoteric groups had adopted the symbol and given it their own meaning. Balance and harmony. Male and female. Mercy and justice. It was believed to be the most powerful in midsummer, when the sun was at its highest. The killer snorted. How ironic. This man was anything but powerful now. In life, he'd been rich and successful. He'd given the illusion of having the perfect life, the perfect career, the perfect family. But it had all been a lie. He was rotten to the core. The killer hated liars. He deserved to be punished. Now his dark side had been extinguished, offered back to the earth, cleansed. Killing him was freedom for them both. The killer wiped the knife on a rag and stood back and surveyed their handiwork. Perfect. The scriptures were right. It was grounding, stabilizing, a form of rebirth. The killer hadn't felt this good in years. Time for the final touches. Five candles positioned at each point, a guiding light, if you will. They were long, tapered dinner candles and would stay lit for hours. The killer lit them using a box of matches from the glove compartment. There. The scene was set. It was mesmerizing, beautiful, even. Although not everyone would appreciate it. The killer stared at the mutilated corpse for a moment longer, then turned away. A small creature rustled in the bushes. Shadowy trees stabbed the night sky. Somewhere in the distance, a fox cried out. It was time to go.